from Simon & Schuster Audio.
Dark Hollow, written by John Connolly and read by Jeff Harding. Part 1. Alone, alone, about a dreadful wood of conscious evil runs a lost mankind, dreading to find its father. W. H. Auden, For the Time Being. Prologue. The Dodge Intrepid stood beneath a stand of firs, its windshield facing out to sea, the lights off, the key in the ignition to keep the heater running. No snow had fallen this far south, not yet, but there was frost on the ground. From nearby came the sound of the waves breaking on Ferry Beach, the only sound to disturb the stillness of this Maine winter night. A floating jetty bobbed close to the shore, lobster pots piled high upon it. Four boats lay shrouded in tarpaulin behind the red wooden boathouse, and a catamaran was tied down close to the public access boat ramp. Otherwise, the parking lot was empty. The passenger door opened, and Chester Nash climbed quickly into the car, his teeth chattering and his long brown coat drawn tightly around him. Chester was small and wiry, with long dark hair and a sliver of a mustache on his upper lip that stretched down beyond the corners of his mouth. He thought the mustache made him look dashing. Everyone else thought it made him look mournful, ergo, cheerful Chester. If there was one thing guaranteed to make Chester Nash mad, it was people calling him Cheerful Chester. He had once stuck his gun in Polly Block's mouth for calling him Cheerful Chester. Polly Block had almost ripped his arm off for doing it, although, as he explained to Cheerful Chester while he...